And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 27th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of the author of Evangeline and The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere and The Courtship of Miles Standish, who also translated Dante's Divine Comedy into English, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born in Portland, Maine, 1807. It's the birthday of John Steinbeck, born Salinas, California, 1902, author of The Grapes of Wrath in 1939, and Of Mice and Men. It's the birthday of the Kiowa novelist and poet N. Scott Momaday, born in Lawton, Oklahoma, in 1934. His first novel, House Made of Dawn, came out in 1968. It won the Pulitzer Prize. And it's the birthday of the writer who said truth disappears with the telling of it, Lawrence Durrell, born to a British father and Irish mother in India in 1911, best known for his experimental tetralogy, The Alexandria Quartet. A set of four books, each of which covers the same set of events, but from a different narrative viewpoint. He was hoping to write a book about love and memory and space that would blend Einstein's theory of relativity with the ideas of Freud and Carl Jung. And rather than being structured by chronology, the story is structured by memory and geography. The four books came out in the 50s, Justine, Balthazar, Mount Olive, and Clio. The first one narrated by a young Englishman, a struggling writer, schoolteacher, remembering his love affair with a rich and beautiful married Jewish woman in Alexandria, whom everyone else also seemed to be in love with. Lawrence Durrell, born in India, was sent off to England when he was 11 to go to boarding school. He hated living in England, thought it was like an autopsy, it was so dreary. And when he was turned down by Cambridge, he left England, spent most of the rest of his life abroad. In the span of 15 years, he lived in Paris, in Greece, in Cairo, Alexandria, in Argentina, in Belgrade, and Cyprus. Eventually returned to France and settled there. Made a living selling real estate, playing jazz piano in nightclubs, ran a photography studio. He taught, he edited, worked in public relations. It was in Paris in the late 30s that Lawrence Durrell met Henry Miller, whose Tropic of Cancer he had enjoyed. They became great friends and corresponded back and forth for the next 50 years. Here's a poem for today by Jason Schindler entitled Ocean. Goodbye again. Say there is a little song in my head, and because of it I can't sleep or change my mind about the future. Now the song runs all the way down to the beach where I sit, as if the sky were my room now. No one, not even you, can hear me singing, not even me, as if the music rose from the mouth of the ocean. No mouth, like rain before it reaches us, like wind twirling dresses on the clothesline. Who has no one has the history of the ocean. Lord, give me two more days so that the last moments may be with someone. Ocean, a poem by Jason Schindler from his collection Stupid Hope, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.